Thank you very much for staying on the line. Jay's Miles, how are you today?
Hi, this is Grace Patterson with Bad Kiss. I was just calling because our website is completely down, and so I was just wondering, it seems like we can't log into the WordPress anymore for badkiss.com, so I'm just kind of calling to see what happened.
I think that me and you have basically spoke earlier as well about the website for the payment merchants and everything about it.
Yeah.
Just give me 1 minute. When that happened, by the way, I think like we checked it out, like the QA department checked it out, the website. Yesterday it was working fine. So what happened?
Yeah, I guess today something. I just had some customers send me, they've been trying to purchase and they can't get into our site. So it says like, I don't know. I think we didn't do the Hostgator thing. I think potentially Google took it down, I guess. And I'm not totally sure what's
see.
Going
Let me
on.
See. I'm just opening up your website.
Cool.
Just
you.
Give me 1 minute, all right? And I'm speaking with Grace, right? So there was Grace,
yes,
there
you.
Was Christy, and then Clay, right?
Yeah.
Okay. All right, can you open up your website for a moment? I think this is related
yes.
to the Google part. If you remember, like I think Don was the guy who was explaining to you guys about the Norton security, which was recommended by Google because if you click on, if you open up your website, the Bad Kiss, then you will see the error, which it says, and then it gives you the code that says Google Strike. Do you see it?
It's working on my phone right now. I don't see the Google Strike, but yeah.
Yeah, I think that they have shut down the website from the laptops and the cellular devices, and I think sooner they will be going ahead and blocking that onto mobile phones as well, because I think this just happened right now. So I can see over here that it affected – all right, so on 3rd of July – I can see the error. If you can open up it from a cell phone, from a PC, so that would be better. Can you open it up?
Okay. I'm not home right now, but I have Clay on the line, so he can pull it up from his laptop.
It's working right. Now, even on laptop.
But how right. do we make sure this doesn't happen again? How do we, secure this?
I think that you have called Sam, so maybe he's trying to basically fix it out. But the code which I see on my screen is basically still there. And I think it will still be coming up. Like for some of the people, it will be coming up. For some of them, it will be not who are trying to open up the website for the first time. And in the code that was coming up in the red part, maybe in the next 48 hours, they will basically shut down the website completely from the mobile devices and from laptops as well. So I think this is something which relates to their strike. Which they have basically hit you guys on for the security update, and that's a Sectigito RSA domain validation secure server. Yes, so that is the Google strike.
Got it.
I can send you the screenshot for it, and I think this is just related to that
I
particular.
See it now.
Yeah. This is just if you see it now, then do you see the Google strike? And if you click on it,
yeah. Oh, I see the code. Yeah.
Yeah. If you see on it, and then it also says that expiration. Will be 3rd of July, and the current date was 30th June that was being affected. So it hit it, like, I think in the morning maybe, and by 3rd of July, which I said 48 to 72 hours, they will be completely blocking the site from mobile app as well.
So how do we fix this?
See, I think Don have basically explained you guys the process. We have to update the security according to what they have recommended us, and that is the only part by which we could basically skip this particular thing.
Okay, let's go ahead and... Clay, we need to do that.
Okay.
Clay, are you on the phone?
Yeah. I'm
okay,
on the
yeah.
phone.
So how All do right. we do that?
Let me just see what was I think he has sent you the message. And you guys, I don't know why have you guys did that, but I think Christy have basically sent them the confirmation that whatever would happen to the site, that's fine, but I think that should not happen because I think that you guys are really getting the orders now and it's the peak time. So as far as the security is concerned, the price that was given to you by Don, that was $2,500, which was for lifetime.
Clay?
And that's for Norton Security?
Norton Security, I think that is the one which is basically give you the strike.
Why is it only a lifetime fee? Could we do like a monthly? I mean, on their website, they do like $20 a month.
Sir, we don't have that option. Even though right now, once the strike has been basically taken down, the strike usually costs around $800 to remove it. But you don't have to pay that considering you're an existing client. So the same price goes, which will be $2,500, which is a one-time for lifetime. And I'm pretty sure this thing will never happen. And this will also going to secure for the future viruses, malwares, anything about it, so that your website could stay live.
Is Noah there, Clay? Can Noah hear this?
Yeah, Noah. Yeah, well, I don't think. I'm just going to go work with Norton Security. I'm just going to go call them and their service department and ask them what the hell.
Well, we need our WordPress login.
We will surely going to go ahead and give you the login details, but you're, again, doing the same thing because I think the last time when we told you, you said that you have relations in Google and that is how the things work. But trust me, we are the one who basically created the site for you. So why would we lie to you just because of the $2,500? However, you have paid us a lot of money to get the website up and running, and you were happy with it. So even though if you call Norton or anything else, then please don't come to me for the website to basically make it live because over here, we are basically spending the time to basically get it fixed. So now it's your call. If you want me to go ahead and make it live, I can do that. If you would like to talk to Norton, you can go ahead and you can talk to them about it.
Can we have our WordPress login?
Yeah, we just want all our logins and HostGator logins, and we won't come to you ever again if you give us our login.
Sure,
that's
you will have the login.
And no one sends
it. I think that you already have the login.
No, they changed it.
He made us pay $1,500 for HostGator lifetime. He hung up. Mm-hmm. He hung up?
No, he didn't hang up. He basically ran to the production because he cares for your project more.
We need the logins for our HostGator and all that. We need our login.
Perfect. And you don't want to basically update the security? That's what you're saying?
No.
Can we just think about it? We need to talk to the other security as well.
No problem. Whatever you prefer, guys.
Yeah, y'all are coming at us pretty quick and like becoming angry with us very quickly when we just like $2,500 is a lot of money. We need to
Of course. I know that it's your startup and you guys are basically planned out in a way so that you guys can basically earn your bread and butter out of it. But this is something which is not in my head. And it is basically being told to you before even going live that they will going to go ahead and get you strike. And even though in the next 48 hours, you can see the date on 3rd of July, if this has not been fixed out, they will simply going to go ahead and maybe blacklist your particular domain as well, which is from GoDaddy.
God. Okay.
Let me see what's the best I can do for you. Can you stay on the line?
Yeah.
Please stay on the line. What city or state are you guys in? What's your zip code?
75159.
Sorry?
75159.
All right. Sam basically sent me a message, and yes, he confirmed it, that that's basically a Google strike for not updating the security particularly, which that was basically being there. However, I've checked the zip code that you've given me, that is 75159, and I really would like to help you guys to basically sort it out. As you said, that the people were basically waiting to get the orders and everything about it. If you go ahead and talk to Norton or anything like that, I don't have any problem in that, to be honest, because I just want to help you on the other side, and I'm really sorry that if you think that I was being angry or anything like that, but it was just the thing that I was saying. Anyways, the bottom line is price which was given to you was $2,500. That was by Dot. I've just basically checked and applied that particular discounted code for the zip code 75159. I can go ahead and I can make it 1800 flat for you. And in the next 1 hour to 2 hours maximum, or maybe three, your website will be up.
Okay. Let us get back to you in about an hour, if that's okay.
That's fine.
So we can talk to like our investors. Okay.
No problem.
Awesome. Thank you so much. What was your name again?
My name is Chase.
I can make sure I speak with you. Okay.
Chase,
thank you so much.
All right. Tell him to remind us our passwords. He told 10, 15 minutes. It's been 10, 15.
Sure. You will simply going to get it, Clay. Don't worry.
Thank you.
Thank you. Bye.